नमस्कार, आकाशवाणी समाचार के साथ मैं मुनीश शर्मा।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी, द न्यूज रेड बाय सुनील वर्मा। Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry last evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2 kilometre stretch along Anna Salai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. Following the roadshow, Mr. Modi departed for Chennai. The Prime Minister will arrive in Keralam today to campaign for the assembly elections. We have more from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Keralam as part of the ongoing assembly election campaign. He is scheduled to arrive at Changanasheri and will attend the NDA election meeting at Tiruvalla. Later in the day, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in a roadshow from Kilippalam to Karamana. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will take part in the UDF campaign program in Alappuzha. He will also attend events at Kattapana and Kunnathunad. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in various LDF programs in Kottayam district. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The Election Commission of India has directed the top officials in West Bengal to ensure free and fair elections. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi have directed the Chief Secretary, Director General of Police, Police Commissioner of Kolkata, Divisional Commissioners, Additional Director Generals of Police, IGs, District Magistrates, CPs, SSPs and SPs of West Bengal to ensure free, fair, transparent and impartial assembly elections. They said that electors must have no fear and the elections should be free from violence, intimidation and inducement. The directive also states that there should be no booth capturing or source jamming during the elections. The Election Commission has directed all poll-bound states and union territories to grant a paid holiday to voters on polling day for upcoming assembly elections in Assam, Keralam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. It said all eligible voters, including daily wage and casual workers, must receive a paid holiday with no wage deductions. A local court in West Bengal has sent Mufakkarul Islam to 14 days police custody and Akramul Bagani to 6 days police custody, main accused in the Kaliachak incident in Malda in West Bengal. Both were arrested for allegedly instigating the mob that geraud the BDO office. The protesters were demanding that names be included in the voters list and held the judicial officials inside the office without food or water for more than 9 hours. Earlier, a four-member NIA team arrived in the Malda district to investigate the siege of 7 judicial officials at the Kaliachok 2 BDO office on Wednesday. The investigation also covers the subsequent attack on the officials while central forces were in the process of rescuing them. The NIA team reached the Motabari police station and subsequently visited the BDO office. The government has assured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and MPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel, as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. Meanwhile, the Indian Oil, in a statement, said it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRS for booking LPG refills. At least 8 people were killed in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush last night, shaking different parts of Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan. According to the German Research Center for Geosciences, the quake occurred at a depth of 181 kilometers. Strong earthquake tremors were also felt across Delhi NCR and several parts of North India. The tremors recorded at around 9:50 p.m. were reported from multiple cities, including Noida, Chandigarh, Ludhiana in Punjab, Poonch, Srinagar and Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir and Dehradun, among several other locations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.